a multi-genre fan convention encompassing American and Japanese animation, gaming, video gaming, board and card gaming, live-action role-play gaming, comics and costuming, held every year in the spring.
What is a joint session of Congress?
I'm sorry, Dennis. You go home a loser. The answer is MomoCon. And joining a closer look to tell us more about MomoCon, Senior Director of Media Relations Dan Carroll and Harrison Cricks. He's a prop artist and owns a company. We'll talk more about that. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it. Dan, good to see you as always.
Good to be back, Rose. Thank you for having us.
Dan, let's begin with the beginning. MomoCon, it's grown from that little group that could. It all began at Georgia Tech.
It did. 11 years ago, Georgia Tech, 700 people getting together for a weekend to celebrate the anime culture and lifestyle. And we've grown. This year, we're expecting 20,000 folks at the Georgia World Congress Center. We're in Hall A, and through the years, we've expanded. We've gone beyond anime. We've gone to gaming. We've gone to comics this year, and our gaming is probably where we see the biggest growth, because we've gone from just having some folks playing some board games and talking about video games to having three screens of combat esports, which is amazing to me. We're going to have laser tag inside the hall. We're going to have laser tag, and we're going to have LARPing, which is live action role playing, console gaming. We're going to have everything.
Let's talk about LARPing. This is live action role play gaming. I want to bring in Harrison Cricks in here for this. Someone listening saying, you guys are just acting out some of the online games, or what exactly is LARPing?
Wow, that's It like so many things in our sort of genre, it can be totally different to whoever is participating. So you can go out with a group of friends in the woods, camp out. I have a lot of friends out in the desert area of the U.S. who have this sort of post-apocalyptic Mad Max, since that's the new hot thing. But they've been doing it for a while, and they camp out and they do a live action role play of a post-apocalyptic world out in the wastes. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you have a bunch of people who just get together with foam swords and foam shields and wail on each other for a little while. And so it can be just a fun
sounds
little,
like my family reunion.
You know, everybody needs to get a little aggression out now and again. So why not do it with a foam sword?
Yeah. Or a joint session of Congress. Real quickly, and Harrison, you were hinting at this, because when you're putting something like this together, these fantasy conventions and role-playing games and all of this has been around for a while. Dan mentioned, you know, board games. Mm-hmm. So we now have generations doing this. So when you put together a convention like this, you have to try to accommodate everybody from the folks who just will sit around and play Marathon Monopoly to the people who are up to the second on the latest technological big screen, large scale stuff. So how do you accommodate everybody?
Well, that's probably a better question for Dan than for me. I'm a participant. He's the one doing the organization.
Well, I would say one thing about MomoCon is we have a couple of standards that we stick by. One of them is that we strive for awesome entertainment value for the people who show up. And if it's not fun for the attendees, why are we doing it? And the other is, we are family friendly. So some conventions are not. Some conventions have things getting a little wild at night. We're family friendly 24 hours a day. No over 17, no over 18 panels. And then we also stick to certain areas. We've added comic books this year, and we've expanded our gaming, but we're still sticking with our core animation, both American. One of our guests this year is a producer of The Simpsons, for instance. Mm-hmm. But we do stick within a certain focus, and that allows us to produce a sharper, more fun show.
And that brings up the question. You talked about animation. Japanese anime is completely different from American, but if someone is just getting into it, what are the differences, and do they appeal to different sorts of folks?
Well, I would say that originally, Japanese animation was so strongly influenced by American animation. They had their own styles, their own design. But in the last 10 years, 15 years, it's been just the opposite. Japanese animation has been a huge influence on American animation. If nothing else, you can see in very popular shows, Last Airbender, Avatar Last Airbender, and Legend of Korra, very influenced by Japanese animation to the point where many people think they are Japanese shows, and they're not. They're American shows.
Harrison, I want to kick this back to you for a second, because as a prop artist, and you also own a company, so at this time of year, as people are getting in, because there are some other cons coming, but since we're talking about MomoCon, you know, when you talk about people dressing up, I mean, the people that participate in this, it's not just, hey, I'm going to throw a hat on and a t-shirt. They are really going all the way out, and the props that they use are very awesome, if I can use a better word. But being a prop artist, what are you seeing people getting into more for this MomoCon?
Well, the neat thing is the accessibility of the I would say the fan base makes this a really great time to get into this sort of, you know, geek culture costuming universe. Specifically at MomoCon, I like to do a lot of panels, and the panels I do are intro to prop making. I have a few specifically on how to paint and do realistic weathering to props and replicas. I'm doing another series of panels about turning a prop making or costuming into a business, and having an active community and sharing this kind of thing with a bunch of other people. It enables newcomers into the scene to try out new techniques, to see how other people are doing it, to learn and share, and everybody is really open about all of their processes. So anybody just kind of looking to dip their toe in is really, there's a wealth of information out there. MomoCon's a great thing to attend for that, because there's so many of us running these panels and giving details on how to make this, you know, something that everybody can get into.
And just for clarity now, is cosplay and the LARPing, is that the same thing, or are they totally different?
They have, I would say, you know, elements that cross over. Cosplayers tend to be very detail-oriented. You know, you pore over reference material, and you make sure that every little button and seam and zipper is perfect and in the right place. LARPing tends to be more about the overall atmosphere.
The performance.
Right. There's an aesthetic that you want to strive for. And then if you really want to get very technical, then you have the historical reenactment type people, you know, which that's, you could get into the Civil War, and then everything's got to be down to letter. And then, but you know, there's varying degrees in each level of mania, I would say.
And Dan, this is, and Harrison hinted at this is a chance for a lot of people to turn it into a business. It's not just fun. I mean, you can manufacture the costumes, you can do all sorts of things related to this, you can supply the equipment for the games. How has this become, you know, a lot more than just fun, and does that change the spirit of the thing?
Well, I think I'm going to throw this out. One of the things that we have been very successful at MomoCon is developing a strong vendor area. And right now, I believe last year, our vendor area sold out of all space within 45 minutes. So the vendors are out there. They're making money. They're supporting themselves. A lot of them are doing this part-time. They have full-time jobs doing other things. But here in Atlanta, we are known as a costuming center, costuming mecca around the country. So we have a great number of people actually making a living out of it.
And I wanted to get to that because, and Harrison, you can jump in here too. Why does Atlanta have that reputation? Is it because there's a big community of folks who take part in this right here, or is it because we're a transportation hub with lots of hotels and folks are able to come here and sort of get away from it all?
Well, I'm going to throw this out. Recently, Movado named Atlanta the geekiest city in the country, or let me be honest, the nerdiest city in the country. And they gave credit to what happens in Atlanta in Labor Day weekend, which is Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. Dragon Con being what it is. The folks at MomoCon, everything that we have at MomoCon, so much of it comes from the Dragon Con community. So that is part of it.
So there's MomoCon, there's DragonCon. I discovered something called JordanCon, which is based on an epic fantasy writer, Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time, off his fantasy book series. And then, of course, you have Monsterama, which, you know, I love horror and all that stuff. So Atlanta seems to be this gathering place. And Dan, talk about, you mentioned this is family friendly. So even if you you're not into all the LARPing or the anime, it's a great time just to bring the family in. And now, who doesn't love comic books? So there's something for everyone from 2 to 82.
And there is. And just walking around, it's just a delightful, fun thing at these bigger conventions like MomoCon to be able to see the customers.
Is comic book collecting still as a big deal from when Dennis was little?
We did it on stone tablets,
right,
then.
Pressed into wet clay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know about you, Harrison, but I subscribe to my Marvel comics online. I don't need to buy them.
Really? See, I kind of still dig just reading you know, like Batman and Superman and you know, X-Men I love. So really, it seems kind of, reading your comics on a tablet just seems...
It's a lot of fun, but I know what you're talking about, the paper feel. I buy graphic novels. We just had, at the beginning of the month, we had Free Comic Book Day, which was a great opportunity for the community to go out and get some new comics, introduce comics to new people. A lot of the local comic book stores had lines when they opened in the morning.
That's a good thing for
them.
Hang on,
when we were outside, you were talking about how you were still watching your favorite movies on VHS. But you read comics on a tablet?
Yes. No, let's roll back for a second. I said I have a VHS player.
Okay.
And I have it for three reasons. One, I have the Romna 1/2 video, and I have a video of my family on television.
Ah, okay.
Well, see, there's a reason, Harrison.
Well, classic anime. There's a lot of good VHS.
But with the comic books, because with this generation and, you know, the online gaming, and Dennis and I ventured off into, what was it, League of Legends, of League, whatever it is, and he won. He cheated. But
you guys played League of Legends.
Yes,
huh?
we did.
Fantastic.
And because we wanted to prepare for this segment.
I'm terrible at it too, if that's any consolation.
And I get it because it's this generation. But I'm just wondering, with the younger generation, or the whole lure of the comic books and all that, is it being lost a little bit because of all the gaming and online stuff?
I don't think so. Well, comic book readership has aged. I mean, that's not in dispute. The other thing that's really fantastic for the comic book industry is the love of comics among young women. Women have discovered comics. Women are creating comics, amazing comics. And this is not just a market, but a creative force right now that is wonderful.
And Dan, I want to bring up something very serious, because I have read articles about some women feeling a little bit harassed at some of these MomoCon, Dragon Con, whatever, Comic Con. And I know that a lot of the festivals and organizers have really taken an approach to make sure that everyone feels comfortable, because sometimes with the costumes, it may be revealing, it may not. But does MomoCon, this year, did you all make sure that there is a zero tolerance policy for make sure that no one is harassed based on what they're wearing or lack thereof?
Well, I'm going to throw out, MomoCon was founded by a woman, Jess Merriman.
Great.
We are a very woman and man and person, and we do not discriminate by gender or orientation, and we will not tolerate any abuse of our guests of any type, specifically those in costume. We have some of the top costumers here in Atlanta coming to the convention. We're not going to let them be treated wrongly, and we're not going to let anybody on the street who comes into MomoCon be treated wrongly.
Dan Carroll, Harrison Crix, it's all part of MomoCon. That's coming up right here in Atlanta. Thanks to both of you for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Could we do a LARPing of, like, a closer look? Can you envision some type of LARPing of a closer look? Harrison, could you?
Closer? Yeah, I think
like
I
this,
think
this
that's
show,
possible.
This program.
Yeah, for you guys specifically,
yes.
Just the two of you?
I want to bring in our engineer, Elizabeth, and our producer, Johnny.
Well, your engineer is going to be, she's going to be in control of everything. She would be kind of like the wizard, right? The one with the most magical powers, the sort of, so very, very powerful, but not that great in defense. You know, I would see you more as kind of the rogue type, stealthy crossbow, maybe.
I'm crossbow, Dennis.
Yeah. Dennis, I think would, your producer's going to be what we call a tank, right? So somebody who takes all the damage, somebody who really, you know, puts the shield out there and protects everybody else. Dennis, I think, is going to be your medic. He's the guy who hangs back, makes sure everybody is safe, taken care of.
And runs when it gets runs really, when,
yeah,
really
things,
gets
things start to get hairy. You hide behind the producer.
That's pretty much, he's got it down.
What more needs to be said?
Harrison, thanks so much. Dan,
no
as always, we appreciate it.
Great to have you. Good luck.